Hello, this is Pastor Cecil A. Thompson, and this is the one-year Bible reading for July 19th. Romans chapter 5, verse 6 through verse 21. Now when we were still without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die. Yet perhaps for a good man someone would even dare to die. But God demonstrates his own love toward us, in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, having now been justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. For if when we were enemies we were reconciled to God through the death of his Son, much more, having been reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. And not only that, but we also rejoice in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now received the reconciliation. Therefore, just as through one man sin entered the world, and death through sin, and thus death spread to all men, because all sinned. For until the law, sin was in the world, but sin is not imputed when there is no law. Nevertheless, death reigned from Adam to Moses, even over those who had not sinned according to the likeness of the transgression of Adam, who is a type of him who was to come. But the free gift is not like the offense. For if by the one man's offense many died, much more the grace of God and the gift of the grace of that one man, Jesus Christ, abounded to many. And the gift is not like that which came through the one who sinned. For the judgment which came from one offense resulted in condemnation. But the free gift which came from many offenses resulted in justification. For if by the one man's offense death reigned through the one, much more those who receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness will reign in the life through the one, Jesus Christ. Therefore, as through one man's offense judgment came to all men, resulting in condemnation, even so, through one man's righteous act, the free gift came to all men, resulting in justification of life. For as by one man's disobedience many were made sinners, so also by one man's obedience many will be made righteous. Moreover, the law entered that the offense might abound. But where sin abounded, grace abounded much more, so that as sin reigned in death, even so grace might reign through righteousness to eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. In Psalm chapter 15, verses 1 through 5, this was a psalm of David. Lord, who may abide in your tabernacle? Who may dwell in your holy hill? He who walks uprightly and works righteousness and speaks the truth in his heart. He who does not backbite with his tongue, nor does evil to his neighbor, nor does he take up a reproach against his friend, in whose eyes a vile person is despised. But he honors those who fear the Lord. He who swears to his own hurt and does not change. He who does not put out his money at usury, nor does he take a bribe against the innocent. He who does these things shall never be moved. And Proverbs chapter 19, verses 18 and 19. Chasten your son while there is hope, and do not set your heart on his destruction. A man of great wrath will suffer punishment, for if you rescue him, you will have to do it again. And that's the reading for July 19th. And let us pray. Heavenly Father, as we come into your presence, Lord, once again, we're so thankful that we have that Word of God. Lord, it does illuminate our life. It illuminates our heart. It makes us realize, Lord, that we have received from you the offer of eternal life. And as many as have received you as personal Savior and Lord, that life has already entered into us. And we have, through your life, through your death, through your resurrection, been given that wonderful assurance of eternal life. Oh, what a wonderful time it will be when we gather together and we share life with life, heart with heart, with all of those that have gone on before. I pray that you'd touch each person that listens to the words of Scripture this day, Lord. Forgive this stumbling tongue, Lord, and these lips that have difficulty sometimes pronouncing things. But Lord, you know my heart. You know that my desire is to serve you in every way possible. Guide us and direct us now, and we pray this in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Blessings, dear hearts. May God richly bless you as you bless others by your words and your actions. This is Pastor Cecil.